Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. We're getting up to the end of the year, and it's time for annual things of the year types of announcements. The color of the year will be coming soon from our friends at Pantone. And recently, Merriam-Webster, the leading chronicler of words in the English language, announced the 2020 pick for the word of the year. And it's probably no surprise that Merriam-Webster decided the 2020 word of the year is pandemic. According to a release, they said, "Sometimes a single word defines an era, and it's fitting that in this exceptional and exceptionally difficult year, a single word came immediately to the fore as we examine the data that determines what our word of the year will be." They do statistical analyses of traffic, how many times a given word is looked up, how many times a word has been used online, etc. And huge spikes in pandemic started around February and increased on March 11th, where searches for the word pandemic spiked 115,000%. That was the day the World Health Organization said COVID-19 can be characterized as a pandemic. So pandemic as the word of the year is not much a surprise. I'll share some of the other top 10 words. Some of them are a little bit more interesting. Words like coronavirus, of course, defund, Mamba for Kobe Bryant and his untimely death earlier this year, quarantine, antebellum, schadenfreude from our friends in Germany, asymptomatic, icon, and finally, malarkey. It's pretty interesting to look back at the year in terms of words. If you look at the total list, you can see, wow, 2020 has not been a great year at all. That's no surprise. And the words of the year reflect that. Let's hope as 2020 winds down and we head into 2021, things will improve, both for all of us and for the words that we use most often next year. That's it from the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. To hear our full show archive, please visit hrhappyhour.net.